26 past five, you with Early Edition on Newstalk ZB. Well, the PM's post-cab chat yesterday was stomach-churning in so many ways. The lies, the disingenuousness of it all, the theatrics, the pretense that they've actually been active as a government on crime, embarrassing. No one is buying it. This new fog cannon measure is too late. They know it. We know it. Worse yet, the PM tried to deflect all blame from her government by saying that there'd be a delay on said fog cannons due to a global shortage. Well, this turns out to be an outright lie. Drive host Heather Duplessis-Allen smelt a rat straight away on this, and last night she called a fog cannon supplier to fact check the PM on this one. No surprises in his response. The first thing he said to her was, "I see the Queen of Spins at it again." He said the facts are there is no global shortage of fog cannons. The supply issue is due to the New Zealand government not placing any orders for them. They've dropped the ball again. He said they've been waiting months for the government to place fog cannon orders, and they've just been sitting on their hands. He said it takes about 3 months to make a fog cannon, then you've got to ship them to New Zealand. And given the government's placed no orders, that's the delay. So the delay is the government's fault. It's on them. Remind anyone of the vaccine rollout? This is a government of inaction and indecision. Unless, of course, it's Three Waters legislation. Of course, that appears to be able to be rammed through at speed, no holds barred. But this fog cannon supply shortage claim, or should I say lie, is akin to the same lie the PM trotted out yesterday, that the government's new increased support for dairy business owners is not based on the death of Janet Patel. Of course it is. We know it is. You know it is. Why pretend it isn't? The government wants to pretend that it's considerate and organised and proactive enough not to wait for a death in order to act, but that's simply not true. Spinning us lies is just not working anymore. This government has a credibility problem. The PM has a credibility problem. Included in her post-cab was the other audacious claim that they've been tough on crime. She rejected criticism that her government was soft on crime. She rejected that the government had acted too slowly. She rejected the idea, you're seeing a pattern here, this is all she's got. She rejected the idea that it took Patel's death for the government to act. Hipkins, the police minister singing from the same song sheet and looking like he's completely over it, rejected the fact we're currently in a crime crisis. Same way Health Minister Andrew Little rejects that we're in a health crisis. Do you reckon they'll just sit around at some committee meeting with their PR spin doctors who go, hey, tell you what, just everybody, just reject everything. Just reject it. There's no crisis, nothing to see here. I can tell you this for nothing. Rejecting this stuff doesn't make it go away. It is a crisis for every single victim and every family member of the victims of these burglaries. But the other real crisis we're in at the moment is the spin crisis. There's just too much of it coming from the pulpit of truth. We're drowning in it. We're exhausted from being fed it. I mean, I worry about those who just accept it without question, or they've checked out because they don't even care anymore. We should care. We're being fed a steady diet of BS from a government which has no idea what the words accountability or responsibility even mean.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.